Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to Health and Human Services Finance Division. We have a quorum, and is there a motion to approve the minutes? We have two sets of minutes, one from March 28th and one from March 29th.
Madam Chair, I move minutes from March 28th, and do we have to do them separately?
Oh, I don't think it matters.
Okay, and then March 29th,
right.
So move.
Thank you. Representative Kunesh-Podein moves approval of minutes for March 28th and March 29th, 2019. Is there any discussion? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The motion prevails, and the minutes are approved. Thank you. So we, members, we're here today just with one bill. We have heard this bill in committee. It is, in fact, in our omnibus bill, but we have some it's in here in a little bit of a different procedural posture because we have the Senate file that came over, and this is a Senate file that is actually, I believe, passed the Senate floor. So, in fact, it passed unanimously, I'm told, but I think our version might be a bit different. But so what we're going to do, this is the way things work. The first thing would be to move Senate file 278 to be, and this will be Representative Mann's motion, to move Senate file 278 to be recommended to go to Ways and Means. And then the next motion would be to Representative Mann would be moving the DE1 amendment to put the House language back into the Senate file. Am I correct, Representative Mann?
Yes, Madam Chair.
All right. So so the motion then before us is to for the DE1 to be is to move the DE1 amendment, which is the House language. Representative Mann, do you want to say anything about your language before we vote on the motion?
Sure, Madam Chair. So the DE1 is the House language. It's the same language that we heard in this committee. And it also adds that 340B pharmacy portion that we talked about last time we were here. It is a little bit different than the Senate, but it is not different than what we heard in this committee in the past.
Okay. Discussion. All right. Seeing none, all in favor of the motion, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The motion prevails. So the bill is amended. Any discussion to Senate file 278 as amended? Representative Grunhagen.
Oh, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, Representative Mann, I think the main one of the differences is the fiduciary responsibility, correct, between the Senate and the House position?
Madam Chair, Representative Mann. That's correct.
Okay, thank Madam Chair.
Representative Grunhagen.
Oh, you know, from the information I have, Maine passed a fiduciary responsibility. It went unenforced and was later repealed after PBM stopped doing business in the state, raising drug costs. Are you familiar with that perspective, or any thoughts on that?
Representative Mann.
Madam Chair, Representative, yeah, I am. And that's not exactly why they repealed it. They just got a lot of pushback, and so they took it back. But prices did not change. They did not leave the state. None of that happened. We also have our language came from the state of Nevada, which also went to court, and the courts ruled in favor of the legislature. So that's where we got our language from.
Representative Grunhagen. Hey, Representative Grunhagen, we did have a full hearing on this, so just to remind
I'm just
you.
Refreshing my memory, Madam Chair.
Okay. All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Madam Chair. Yeah, just back to that fiduciary responsibility, too. The another point is the FTC has also found that this requirement would restrict certain types of mutually advantageous relationships. The Chamber of Commerce also has brought up that concern. Do you think that the fiduciary responsibility will actually benefit those patients who need prescription drugs, or are we going to? Is there a chance we could see higher costs?
Representative Mann.
Madam Chair, every time we talk about adding responsibility to an industry, we hear this threat of higher costs and them leaving the state. And generally, that just doesn't pan out. And also, this is new territory. You know, we are going into new waters here. And so, again, we haven't seen any of those threats come to fruition. So at this point, I would rather have a bill that holds this industry accountable than not.
One last
Representative Gruenhagen, one last question.
Yep, thank you, Madam Chair. No, it's just a statement. No, I agree there's a lot of abuse with the PBMs. Okay, we've all agreed on that. We've had testimony about that from the standpoint of them owning pharmacies and giving benefits to people to go to their pharmacy versus independent small pharmacies in local communities. I got emails from people in my pharmacists in my communities, how they're being put out of business with PBM practices. So I fully support bringing accountability. I'm just not sure this particular provision will produce that type of result, but we'll see as the process goes along. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Representative Bierman.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Representative Mann, so if we don't have the fiduciary responsibilities, aren't we pretty much guaranteed that drug prices are just going to continue to rise as they have over the last 15, 20, 30 years? They're rising without that fiduciary responsibility.
Representative Mann.
Madam Chair, Representative, not necessarily. The fiduciary, I think, is just an extra step to say that, you know, instead of now practicing your business dealings with your stakeholders in mind, you're going to do this with the people in mind and the health companies in mind, again, with the goal to bring down costs. We have a lot of other language in the bill, transparency, mostly language in there, that would hopefully mitigate some of that. If in the event that something happens to the fiduciary portion, like in the Senate, they did take it out. But, you know, the rest of the bill is quite strong. So I think that even if that happens, we can still be confident that we can bring the price of drugs down.
Thank you.
Representative Bierman.
And just to follow up on just a statement, I think that this issue of transparency is huge, and we've heard a lot from members in the committee about the need for transparency, and this covers a lot of bases, and I know it's controversial and could be challenged in court, but that should be no reason that we don't act. We're seeing it in other states as well as far as what is being challenged, and I think Minnesota, you know, I think we can be a leader on this, and thanks for bringing the bill forward. It's got a lot of good parts to it.
Thank you, Representative Bierman. All right. Seeing no further discussion, all those Representative Mann renews her motion that Senate File 278, as amended, be re-referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, no. The motion prevails. The bill is on its way. And there is no other business before the committee today, so we are adjourned.